Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masech de Zervin, Perik Hay, Mishnah Aleph. If a town would be nice and even, exactly a square, row of houses on the east, an even row of houses on the west, north and south, it would be easy to measure the tchum. But that's not the way towns work. It's not what maps look like. Maps generally are not straight. They're wavy, they go in, they go out. And it isn't always just houses at the edge of the town. There are different things like broken houses where people used to live there, cemeteries, bridges. So if I'm going to measure the Tchum Shabbos, which we said is 2,000 amos from the edge of the town in each direction, I have to figure out, how do you know what's called the edge of the town? So Freik de Mishnah, again, Perikei Mishnah Aleph, Ketzad Ma'abrin Es Ha'arim, how do you extend the town? How do I figure it out so that I have a line on each side? Ma'abrin, says the Batanura, is Loshen Isha Miyuberes. Let's say I'm a person that measures Tchum Shabbos. This is my profession. So I want to figure out 2,000 amos on the edge of town. What's called the edge of town? Bayis Nichnes. Some of the houses like go in a little bit. Bayis Yaitza. Some of the houses stick out. They protrude. Pogum Nichnes. Sometimes there are towers that are built into the walls of ancient towns. Some of them are built in a little bit. Pogum Yaitza, some are built out. Hayasham Gedudiyais, broken pieces of a wall of houses that used to be houses. But it is high at least 10 tefachim. Is that still considered part of the town? If you ever drive in the country, sometimes you see like the middle of the town where people live, and toward the edge of the town there's some broken down houses, no one lives there. So is that part of the town or not? Uksharim, how's about bridges? Unafashas. What about a house that's built over a grave? Sheyesh ben beis dira. But there's a night watchman there. Rabbeinu Yonason says in regard to the bridge that maybe it's a covered bridge where people could live there. The din is, in regard to these things, metzien es hamida. We extend the boundary the way we measure. Kenegda, opposite them. Which means, suppose we had all these little things at the edge of the town, and I tell you, make a line. Like paint by number from each little thing, one to another, it won't be even. There are houses that extend to one side, broken houses on the other side, here's a bridge, here's this, here's that, here's houses that aren't even. So I would draw a wavy, wavy line, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. That's going to look very uneven. Afterwards, you know what you could do? You can square it out. You can take the waviest point of each corner and go from line to the other side and make it even. In other words, let's say, after I made these wavy lines on my map, so on the northeast, there's a part that sticks out in that direction. It looks something like a flagpole on the map that sticks out. Well, I could imagine that the same thing sticks out on the other side, on the southeast side, and I draw a straight line from one to the other. So in other words, even though if I actually went from building to building, from place to place, I would have a bunch of waggly lines that go in and out, but I take each corner and I even it out as if this was a square or a rectangle. I square off the entire city. And where do I start counting the 2,000 amos? From this kind of imaginary line, this square or this rectangle. That's called Motzien Es Hamida. I extend the boundary kenegdan, opposite them. We try to explain it this way. Imagine you drew a tracing of your hand, right? You ever do that? You put your hand down on a piece of paper and you draw in and out of your fingers. So now you know what your hand looks like, right? And let's say you separated your fingers. So the lines go in, lines go out, lines go in, lines go out. Well, I take the furthest point on each side, like where your thumb sticks out on one side and your pinky on the other side. And then I go all the way to the top, your tallest finger in the middle that goes up to the top, and I make a square from each of the furthest points. Well, that's what we do for the town, and we measure the Tchum Shabbos not from where each individual finger goes in or out. We measure the Tchum Shabbos from the box or the rectangle that I made around the hand in our mush. So it's an even 2,000 amos from each direction. Vayter Sakta Mishnah. And now there's another kula. Not only do I take the edges and I draw this imaginary line to make as if it's a square or a rectangle, when I start measuring the 2,000 amos now, from my new square line, I do it in the form of a square, not in the form of a circle. We explained this earlier. Let's say you have like the spokes of your bicycle, like the little poles, the rods that connect the hub and the rim of the wheel. So let's say each one would be 2,000 amos. That would be a very, very big bicycle, but the bicycle wheel. But let's say each one was, just for a practical understanding, just for our marshal, 2,000 amos. So it would be a circle. It would go around and around. Each one is taka 2,000 amos, each of the spokes. But you wouldn't have the corners. Let's remind ourselves what we did last time. Make a little circle. Well, let's say take a line. Not 2,000 amis, that would take a lot of paper, but let's say 2 inches. And draw it like the spokes of your bicycle, around and around and around and around and around and around. Each one is 2 inches. So you're going to lose some area by the corners, like every circle goes. So the Mishnah is now giving us another kula. After I would have this like imaginary bicycle wheel, make believe, like I took the whole wheel and I put it in an exact box where the rims of the box touch the sides of the wheel, on all four sides. And you can include the corners into this box. That's what the Mishnah means. The Eisen, we make it, Kemin Tabla Midavas, as if it were a square tablet. What do I gain? If all I had was the bicycle wheel, if all I had was the circle, I wouldn't have the corners. But now that I take this round wheel and I put it into something that looks like a pizza box, you get the corners. Well, that maybe would be a good marshal. A round pizza in the square box, so the corners don't have pizza in them. Well, when it comes to Chum Shabbos, you can imagine that it does. The Eisen Eisa came in Tavla Medavas, you make it like a square tablet. Kidei Shein Nisgur, so I should gain Esazavi, so I should gain the corners. So, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if you have a town, which isn't even, like most towns are not. Houses go in, houses go out. There's a tower that goes in or goes out that's built into the wall. There may be some churvas in one edge of the town. Broken down walls of a house where people used to live over there. Bridges, a place over the cemetery where there's a night watchman. So it's not even. Well, I include all these things in the town. And even though it goes in and out, we learned in the Mishnah, you make a square around all the ragged edges. And in addition to that, that's one kula, that I make a square. Now, after the square, I stop measuring 2,000 amos in each direction, but not like a circle, because then I would lose the corners. Like in our marshal of a pizza in a pizza box, you don't have pizza by the corners. Rather, I make it into a square so that you gain the corners. You know, a lot of times in life, Kindeluch, we look at something and to us, it looks crooked. It's not going exactly our way. The Rabban Hashem says, no, this is exactly the way it is. To us it looks crooked, but Hashem says, no, it's perfect. It's a perfect square. Because if we would know why we're down here in this world and what we're supposed to accomplish, then in Hashemayim, they would be able to show us that everything is perfect. But our mitzvah is to believe that it's all straight lines, even though to us it may look crooked.